Welcome to the Stoic Meditations podcast, where in each episode we'll reflect on a bit of wisdom from the ancient philosophers of Greece and Rome. I am Massimo Piliucci, a professor of philosophy at the City College of New York, and I will guide you through this reading. Today's reflections come from Marcus Aurelius in Meditations 6:44. My city and country, so far as I am Antoninus, is Rome, but so far as I am a man, it is the world. Here is a beautifully simple statement of Stoic cosmopolitanism. Marcus is recognizing that as the particular human being known as Marcus Aurelius Antoninus Augustus, he is a citizen of Rome, indeed the first citizen, with the duties that follow from that position. But more broadly, he is a citizen of the human cosmopolis, the universal city of human beings, and there, too, he has duties. Now, what happens when those duties, as is often the case, come into conflict? The most clear answer is found in one of the strongest influences on Marcus' philosophy, Epictetus. Epictetus clearly laid out the idea that we all have different roles we play in life. Some of those roles we choose, like our career, or deciding to be a father or a mother. Other roles are assigned to us by society or accident of birth, like being someone's son or daughter. Finally, there is that universal role as a human being. Epictetus was clear that the virtuous person will always attempt to balance these roles in the best way possible, a constant exercise in the cardinal virtue of practical wisdom. But the fundamental role of being human will always trump everything else, because being human is something we have in common with everyone else on the planet, regardless of where we happen to have been born. This is extremely relevant to today's discourse about immigration, national borders, and national interests. While the Stoics did recognize the existence of nations and the fact that their citizens had legitimate interests that should be considered, they would have probably been radical by modern standards and favored an open border policy. And most certainly, they would have disapproved putting the interests of any particular country ahead of the interests of humanity. Think about just how different, for the better, the world would be if we were to follow through with their philosophy. Thank you for joining me for another Stoic meditation. I will be back with a new episode very soon, fate permitting, of course.